That'll be all she wrote, as Angela Lansbury once said.
That was her her show.
That was the
all she wrote.
All she wrote. That's all she wrote.
All she wrote.
Yeah. Every episode of all she wrote.
Yeah, that's all they ended.
That's all I wrote.
That's just three words.
Her words per minute are great.
Yeah, over the seasons, the episodes got shorter and shorter.
I'm busy. I got surfing this afternoon.
I get paid the same no matter how much I write. Cracks her knuckles. Grabs a surfboard. Solving murders on a beach. Yeah, that's me. I'm Angela Lansbury. I'll tell you that for free.
She doesn't even have a character name.
Welcome to the Hunks Podcast. This is season 4, episode, you read it in the description. my name is
I'm
Tim.
Dana.
I'm Matt.
I'm Rory.
And together we make up the theater troupe.
Yeah, yes. We do theater now.
The best way to describe
we're
it.
Here to do some theater for you.
Our
yes.
newest show, we're writhing around on the floor, and it's art.
Yeah.
We've officially reached art.
Yeah.
It's provocative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people have called it, what
classless.
Are some of the reviews of our recent shows? Classless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, the New York Times said.
Someone was like, yuck.
which way to the laundromat? I remember hearing somebody say in the theater.
Yeah, that was my uncle who said that. Yeah. On his uncle, blog, yeah. though, he took the time yeah. to write it.
Yeah, it was live.
Did, yeah. You can check that out at rorysuncle.blogspot.com. Yeah. Lots of reviews.
Tons of theater reviews.
Tons of theater reviews.
He's good. He's insightful. Really good.
Yes.
But for us,
where's the laundromat?
I wanted. Oh. That's what he said. And, you know, it's almost like a theater piece exactly. in and of itself. Where's the laundromat? Yeah, I've always wanted to do like an experimental theater show just to see. I guess we kind of have, but like just to see what kind of
you just
bullshit
you
we can
want
get away
to be naked on stage more than
you
anyone
really
I've
do.
Ever met.
You really do.
Busted.
Have you ever been naked on stage?
Busted.
There was that film. It wasn't stage, but there was that film thing called
court.
Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy, where he just got naked and filmed a sketch of people throwing change at him.
Ah, okay.
That was for a week this far, remember? Grey's Anatomy. I was very against it, and it was just people throwing nickels at you while you held your wiener and you were fully nude.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a sketch I would write in my 20s.
Wait, you wrote that?
It took a couple weeks. But,
I'd like to see the blue draft on that one.
Yeah, I think definitely as I'm getting older, my urge to be naked on stage is definitely as my body gets grosser.
I think it'll come back around. I think you're just in a valley right now, and like as it gets when it's like truly revolting, you're gonna be like, come
people
on,
need to see this.
I gotta show them this.
Yeah, they are not gonna expect it. There was the I think the last piece of naked theater that I saw was at Sketchfest, where we were all there the man ran through Toronto the crowd.
Speaking of Rory's uncle, that blogspot.com.
Yeah.
He had to shimmy his little butt right in front of my uncle's face.
Oh, yeah, he was there, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he got slapped by his balls, you know? He must have.
From
they
the
were
back.
Flying.
Yeah, you know, he was moving quick
from the back.
Yeah. Was that, how planned do you think that was? Or was that sort of like, was he riffing?
It seemed like the... people on stage knew what was it seemed like the people on stage knew what was happening. That whole thing was
nude.
It was
very nude.
Nude. And then trying to capture the nude guy.
Lost you on the mic there, my man.
Tim's mics bit the dust.
Check, check. Oh,
there he goes.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
Well, what's new, you guys?
Yeah, what is new? What's new in your world? So I'm not sure if it's going to make the final cut, but we had some primo content off the top before we recorded about Rory's new office setup.
Yeah, it's two desks instead of one.
That's incredible. And
it's something else.
That's really living the life.
It's not bad. It feels good. You know, I was talking to somebody about it last week, and it's like, the first time I think probably in my life that I have a room that is like exactly how I want it to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
you go
through your 20s and you accumulate pieces of furniture that are like here and there. And you're like, well, what am I going to spend $100 on a thing? I got a perfectly good fucking cube that I found in the alley right here.
I got
to
buy beer.
Yeah. But, you know. You're coming up on 40 and it's like, I think I could spend $300 to have a room that's the way I want it to be, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
What about your living room?
Yes. I mean, it's close, but it's always a work in progress. And it's different because that's not just me, right? Like I really like it, but it's not
a collaboration.
It's a collaboration piece. This is just me. This is solo. This is just like a fucking drum solo going on here, you know?
I feel like it's easier to design a functional space for yourself and get it the way you want, whereas like a living room is more fashionable.
And it's bigger.
Do you know what I mean? It's bigger and it's bigger, it's more about
fashionable.
It's more about the ambiance. Not that there's no ambiance in the office, but you're sort of centering it around the functionality of it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I disagree. I think that the office has to have its own ambiance, has to be all mood. I fucking disagree. You're all wrong.
I kind of agree with you, Dana. Like, I got fucking ambiance going down here.
Oh,
like,
hey, I'm not saying no mood. I'm not saying no ambiance. I'm saying the foremost thought in your mind is the functionality before the ambiance.
Ah, they go part and parcel. They go part and parcel.
Yeah,
they do not go part and parcel.
No, that's what they do.
You can marry the two. You got to think of both.
Like, every room. It has to be functional. Like, you gotta have the fucking bed in the bedroom with the fucking things beside the bed to hold your things.
Just,
you know what I mean?
Just because your sex torture room needs to have fucking whips and chains doesn't mean it can't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm with Dana on this. I think you shouldn't take a shit in... your office? No, I don't know.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm the outlier here. Well,
yeah.
No, I'm going to have to respectfully ask you all to leave hunks.
Until you invite us back in.
Yeah. Well, that's wishful thinking.
That's the thing. I think that, Matt, I think you're the most functional person I know. And I do mean that as a compliment.
If you meant that as a compliment, you wouldn't have had to explain that. And that's not a backhanded diss. Yeah.
You're the most functional person I know. Food goes in one end, it gets processed, and it goes out the other.
Yeah.
No problems in between.
No.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, I suppose so.
Man. Yeah, you function like a machine.
Where do you guys? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Or, it's like you said last time at the last podcast. If you want something, you cheat, you do it. So
that's true.
You know,
that's true. Yeah. Where do you guys feel you fall on the whole pack rat minimalist continuum?
Mm. I'm pretty hard on the minimalist, but that yeah. comes from trauma.
From oh, trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like, have hoarders in your life?
Oh, big time.
Previously?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big really?
Time. So yeah. it's, yeah, I go pretty hard the other way. Don't look at the rest of the basement. That'll dissuade you entirely
right.
from
right,
from
right, right.
assumption. Mm-hmm. But
yes, you had some, no, you had some people in your family that were members of Hoarders Without Borders. Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoarders Without Borders.
They would go to countries and
war torn. Yeah. War torn. To keep their doorknobs there, their boxes and boxes of doorknobs.
I got a plan for those.
Yeah, I feel like my minimalism comes from similar. Well, I don't know if it's similar trauma, but like a traumatic place as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think that I'm a hoarder, but I don't think that I'm super minimalist either. Mm. I just get very overwhelmed. I'm not great at organization, so I just get rid of stuff. That's my form of relieving any overwhelm in my life is just by getting rid of stuff, you mm. know?
Yeah, I like doing that.
It's good. Yeah, yeah. It's well, it feels nothing feels better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to pare down a shitload to move to Toronto.
Right.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
could feel myself on the like I need to do some good work on myself to make sure I don't become a hoarder because I'm finding myself becoming more and more sentimental about little dumb things. I'm like I can't throw out this toilet paper.
It wiped my ass.
It was so gentle and nice to me.
Hey, look, I found a big box of doorknobs Wait. On eBay.
Wait, you Isn't throw I? Out? You throw out your toilet paper?
How very European of you.
Oh yeah, is this is not the first time we've talked about throwing out toilet paper into the garbage, is it?
For sure.
Really?
It can't be. It no. can't be.
Yeah, that does sound like
it is nuts. And brace yourself when you go up? To Italy, Matt. Uh-huh. It is nuts that Europe is such an quote unquote advanced society, and yet they still have such terrible toilets that can hardly take all the paper.
Okay, well, they got a North American load coming their way. Oh man, I'm talking Jurassic Park Triceratops movements.
Glass of water is just shaking.
Some lady has to reach into it, elbow deep.
Into your butt?
There's a guy on the toilet beside you who gets swallowed by your turd.
clever turd.
You guys ever use those squatty toilets, like the not squatty potties, but like squat toilets where it's like a hole in the ground,
like a hole, and you gotta squat over it? No, never done it.
No, never had the opportunity.
Yeah,
no.
I think
They're
I would
fun.
Probably just not shit. I think would be my solution.
Really? I disagree.
Really? But you gotta take your underwear right off if you're gonna use one of those, and your pants,
and your shirt.
You're not sitting on it. You're hovering over a hole. On.
No, you're squatting. You have to learn how to squat. Do you know how to squat? Like, do you even know how?
Do you even know?
Well, okay. First of all, you're talking to a dude here. So if I squat, okay, if I have my pants around my ankles and I'm not sitting on a toilet, like I'm just squatting. If I were, for example, if I was just to shit on to the ground.
Yes.
I'm going to piss on my underwear and my pants.
Hmm.
Oh. Because your dinky
I never
goes
considered
up.
That.
Yeah. You
can't put
didn't.
Your dinky down?
I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I think that that those holes are just for poo poo and the pee pee. Like you have,
you can't do one without the other. What?
Have to do it. You have to break it up into two. Yes,
I'm telling you, I can't do it.
You pee first.
It all comes out at the same time.
Oh my god!
Rory's got a cloaca. How do you manage that? That's impossible. Can ladies do that?
Can we
separate
do one
the two
at a time?
Yeah.
I think so, but I don't think I can honestly say tried. I don't think I've ever tried. Okay. But I feel like I could do it.
I know way hurt yourself. There's I think no you'd way ruin something.
Yeah.
No.
You'd have to piss before you shit.
Yeah.
You couldn't shit before you piss.
No. No. Definitely not.
Okay. Well,
I think I said that you would have to pee first. And you have like the perfect appendage for peeing anywhere. So I think that you could just pee
it's
anywhere.
Perfect for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Has this ever happened to you? Where am I going to pee?
Try a penis.
Well, we've got the perfect appendage for you.
They make that product for ladies now, don't they? Where
yes.
Little like funnel a thing.
Little yeah funnel thing.
Yeah, yep. Shiwi.
A shiwi. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah.
See, I knew somebody who made here their own.
Make
you
their
made
own.
They made their own?
They made their own and then
pop
they,
bottle?
They used it backwards and filled their boot while while really drunk.
Oh no.
At a bar.
Filled their boot.
Backwards?
Look, I wasn't there. So.
Yeah, but like how do you
like it was
I don't understand.
Supposed to be pointed out and it was pointed in and down kind of thing.
I guess.
Must have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. What else is new? What else is new with you? So Rory's got a new office. Mm-hmm. Check. Yeah.
I got contact lenses.
I was going to ask. Your glasses seem smaller.
Yeah. tiny. Put a tiny pair in each eye.
How is it touching the balls? How is it touching the eyeballs?
Not great. It's a little freaky. Do any of you wear contacts? No, hey?
No.
I never have. Yeah.
That's the one part of it is like it's tough to concentrate on completing the task when you're poking yourself in the eye. And
you've never put contacts on either, Dana?
Never.
Oh, crazy.
Not once.
Wow. Figured you would have.
Nope.
I was the kid growing up who used to flip his eyelids inside out.
You would be. I hated those kids. You definitely would have been that kid, of course.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You have that kind of energy for sure.
Yeah.
Can you still do it? Is that the thing that you grow out of?
I don't even want to begin to try, but I'm sure I could.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, eventually.
What?
Eventually, like when you kept it out long enough or the more you did
it would dry out, get dirt in it and stuff like that. My dirty little fingers
what
are touching
were you doing
it.
Riding dirt bikes,
just writing exams doing his driving test,
which of a racer fluff from the pencil
driver's test sex ed.
Oh yeah,
I thought for sure people who could do that would end up being millionaires.
Millionaires. I wouldn't think millionaires.
Well.
But yeah, I still got time. I could still get to a million.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple grand now, not far off.
You've had $1 million come pass through your hands.
Surely.
We all have.
I don't know if that's true.
You don't think? You don't think you've accumulated made and spent $1 million in your lifetime?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I might
evaluate.
Nope. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
No. I don't know. You must make a lot more money than I do because I just did some very quick math. That's probably an overestimate. And the answer is no.
Huh. No, I certainly don't make more than you. So
I probably
make the least out of all of us.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I work like 4 hours a week right now.
Yeah. Okay. I work 2 days a week.
Okay. I definitely make more than you two.
I'm blowing all my money on desks, so I'm fucked.
Yeah, desk money. All right.
Well, Rory's hoarding desks.
Mm-hmm.
Desk hoarder. Sorry, I got distracted. My audio
flipped his eyes inside out again.
So Matt, you got contacts.
Yep.
I would think that would, yeah, I remember like watching friends take them in and out and stuff like that, sleepovers and whatnot. And I would always imagine.
Wait, what? How old were you having sleepovers at?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure growing up that had contacts.
Kids had contacts.
No.
Yeah, for sure. Kids had contacts.
Really?
Come on.
Like high school?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, high school, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe in high school, but like.
I don't know, like 12, 13. You don't think kids were rocking contacts?
No.
It seems young.
I'm positive I had friends at that age that were rocking cons.
Cons?
That's what I call it. That's the cool way of shortening.
That's the Australian way of saying it. Connies.
Connies. Connaroos.
Just shorten it to roos.
Everything is a roo.
Everything shortened to roos. Pass me the roos. Not those roos. Those roos. No, the roos behind those roos.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my good roos.
My dress roos.
What an elaborate roos this is.
We're going to a roonerol here. I need my roos.
My friend died of roo poisoning. He did.
His name was Roo Paul. And I feel like I'm doing a Beatle accent. But 12 Roo-Paul? Seems early for contacts.
It really does.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what I'm basing this off of.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm basing. It seems like a very adult thing. It's like. Mm-hmm. It's like,
suppose so, because the
like, drinking coffee. I would trust a 12-year-old to be putting shit in their eye, you know?
Yeah, and taking care of them properly.
Oh, yeah. If kids had them, they certainly weren't taking care of them properly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I still am not grown up enough to not be scared to even try it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, nah, not for me. I won't watch 3D movies, thanks.
Oh, you can't watch 3D movies with glasses on?
I mean, I can. It just sucks.
Mm.
Have you tried the new 3D movies though?
No.
There's new glasses.
Oh yeah.
I recently watched Avatar in 3D. Avatar 2, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And they got new glasses, and the glasses are much bigger. And they seem like a better technology.
Okay. Mm.
Who watches Avatar in regular D?
I know.
On a tiny laptop. Who does that? What?
Just on their phone.
Yeah.
On their watch.
Yeah, because you do not watch that fucking movie for the goddamn plot. It's so bad.
Did you do mushrooms?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And it was fun because everything's so wet. I thought we'd get it free if we showed up soaking wet for the movie.
You know, I've never seen the first Avatar. Never seen it.
Oh.
I mean, are you familiar with the story of Pocahontas?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of know what the story is, yeah. But
also the second one, I saw it with past podcast guests, most notably known for being a podcast guest on this podcast, specifically Rodrigo Fernandez Stoll.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
And he's a bit of a movie buff. I think mm-hmm. we can say that. I think he won't get mad if we say that.
Okay.
I don't know. Should check. Might have to cut this out. Let's give it an edit point right now.
Yeah, flag it.
And
Rodrigo's a movie buff. Shit.
Shit.
Oh shit. Shit.
Okay.
Shit.
Roll it back. Two.
Let's redo it.
One.
Rudo it.
That's a rudo. Yeah, Avatar 2 is just like, specifically the ending is so bad, and it is almost like exact shots from Terminator 2 and from Titanic.
Is it James Cameron again?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it like suddenly there's a semi coming down the LA Canal or whatever the fuck it's called?
Not quite. But there is a large metallic sinking boat that looks like the metal
factory. Like Titanic?
Yeah, like Titanic. It's a large sinking boat that they have to like, they're doing a battle scene while this boat's sinking. And like, we just watched these characters for like 2 hours learn how to hold their breath for a super long time underwater, but they're all struggling so hard now with holding their breath underwater. And then there's like this one part specifically where they're swimming away. It's a very short scene, but I'm just, for $10 million, I don't know, not $10 million. It cost me more than $10 million.
$10 million.
It took 10 years. There's a scene where they're swimming.
That took 10 years.
The movie took 10 years to make. There's this scene where they're swimming away, and all of a sudden there's like a fire, like gasoline on top of the water that gets ignited, and the fire is coming towards them, and instead of swimming underneath the fire and getting to the other side of where there's no fire, they're like, oh no, run, swim away from this fire that's chasing us, instead of just going underneath it. I don't know.
Yeah, seems dumb.
Yeah,
like the first one is not very memorable mind. I can't really remember any of the plot.
I don't remember the plot. I just remember like the plants, you know
exactly.
Yeah.
It's the plants and the cool like dog beasts and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's memorable for the 3D and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. James Cameron's really tied his wagon to this franchise though, I think.
Yeah, he has. Because he wants to make like 5 of them. He wants to spend like the rest of his life making them.
Oh man.
It's nuts. It's so stupid.
But it was really pretty, that first one. Like, it was pretty to fucking watch.
Dude, yeah.
Would it hold up if you went back and watched it now that definitely we're in 2020? What year is it?
And even this
there's
one.
There's no fucking way.
It was like, okay, so you're telling me like a white army guy from America is the best soldier that anyone has ever seen on this planet and is the only one that can save all these indigenous tribes. Really?
Well, I mean, it's an American movie, so.
Yeah. I know, but it's one of those things. And they really try to make like white people with dreads look cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, when they started making the movie, it still was cool.
It was on its way out, though. White dreads and Janko jeans.
10 years to make. Yeah, I bet they had a whole bunch of like references in the movie that people no longer hold up. Man, you ever heard of these fidget spinners?
Can you pass me that iPhone 6?
And that's already dubbed over. Like, it was 3 originally. iPhone 6.
6.
Wow, well, good job, Tim.
Yeah, thanks.
Good movie to see.
I did it. Why don't we shut the door on this one and say hello to the listeners next week?
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, whatever you do, don't follow us at Hunks Comedy anywhere. Don't do it.
We already shut the door. You can't get in.
Shut the door.
And
shut it.
As Angela Lansbury once said,
that's end of the podcast.
The end of the podcast.
Not that, Roo.
Good night.